Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Body Radio. Life back to dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio.
You need a tune in to
Dutch Body Radio. Life back to dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio.
Life back to dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio. To come up is a must. Keep us tuned in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career. Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
We on. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody? It's Hump Day after Dusk Wednesdays right here on the show. And so, yes, man, I'm excited. Shout out to my boy BX45 Magazine in the building, who also has a great show. You know, I got a chance to be on this show last week, and it was great. It was an honor being interviewed on there. And, man, y'all know, man, every Wednesday, man, we bring you the All Music Hour. Then the second half, we always bring you a lot of hot stuff, including some interviews. Which this week, we got model / host, my girl, Christina Johnson, a.k.a. Fantasy. And she'll be coming to the show to break down some stereotypes that she personally plays a part of breaking down every day and turn them down so well. So when we have her on the show, and talking about that, you know, also, too, it is the naughty, you show your naughty moments of the week. So, naughty moments of the week, you know, if you want to, you can definitely share your moments here. You can call in at 347-202-0389. You can tweet our fan page. That's at DUSKSPOT on Twitter, or go to dustspot.com. On Facebook, that's find the Facebook fan page. You can share them on there, or you can inbox me too, and I'll share them if you want to do it anonymous. So there you go. With that being said, since it is the All Music Hour, we're going to do what we do best in All Music Hour, play some music on it. So first track we're going to start off today is going to be by my boys, D.O.K. I want to hear this like right to back me. I'm like, I need to be inspired, especially after seeing stupid George Zimmerman continually trying to make a mockery out of the Trayvon Martin stuff, talking about a celebrity fight. You're not a celebrity. Cut this crap the hell out, man. So here we go. D.O.K. with That Funky Town.
Yeah. Y'all know I got to do one for Funky Town. And you know, them Funky Town players, they appreciate a little old school beat, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm gonna lay off the politics on this one, but you can ride and learn at the same time. Yeah. Yo. I was born and raised in Funky Town, and I'm proud of that. My parents met on 4th Street, off of Bell now. I was born in Harris Hospital in 72, so watch out, youngster, be okay with here ahead of you. I remember Castlewood and Jamaica Way. I got memories that nobody can take away. When Town Center used to be Seminary South, I lived on Burton where they used to break in every house. I lived on Virgil, South Hughes, Ava Court, Reese. Chase girls fought and played sports. I lived in Woodhaven, Rolling Hills, and the city. The South, the North, the West, Polly, and the Brick. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as crap. And I'd give anything to help you youngsters witness that. I hope that we can rise above crippin' blood now. Respect your set, but can we get that Fort Worth love back?
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pinching on each other, talking shit, fucking around.
tell the truth. What we're players all the rest around. So up that public, you representing that fancy town. I love my city, but sometimes my city makes me down. We pitching on each other, talking shit.
Come on. Now I'm not hating on Dallas, Ashtown, or GP, but Lakers know we're about to funk. It ain't no mystery. It sickens me to see a fight amongst our cliques. Remember when 5 Deuce and Agland split? When Stop 6 and Eastwood couldn't get along. So many in the pen, so many brothers gone. Who been tatted up for somebody that they lost? We must respect the dead. Because they paid to come. The other side of town, they people dying too. So put your pistol down, man, they mama crying too. You want your son to have a daddy, but you murder him. Do we stop to think how much we really hurt the kid? Hug your baby, we gotta teach him how to eye. Don't hug your baby, that only teach him how to die. We gotta try to make it better, you wanna see us come together, put the F up in the air for me.
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing all the best around. No up the test if you represent in that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing all the best around. No up the test if you represent in that funky town.
Won't keep you long, but I gotta keep it strong, though. Life is more than change, real than chrome, so I ain't talking about no false hope. I'm talking about us not having to make a living off dope. I'm talking about a G-code we all follow. My people should be heroes and top scholars. No matter if you got zero or top dollars. Rolling in the bucket or I phone got Impala. A little respect can go a long way. God bless the child just like the song says. But we gotta have our own. And we won't until the hate we haven't found is gone. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. From Miller to Maine, from Holland Hill to Lake Worth. Just before this honor, there's nothing that ain't worth. That's why
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing for the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing for the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing for the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing for the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that funky town.
Hummer Boo at the crib just chillin', trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today. How about you throw on something sexy and come my way? I got a treat for you and you gonna like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy. Having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that that ain't true. But if it is, here's what I'm gonna do for you. And when you get here, I'm not just gonna bang it. I'ma smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna sling it.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sing.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sing. Now are you ready, baby? Then let's get crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion.
Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a cush contusion.
I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious, don't be scary. I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry.
The locals got you dry, well let me be your tourist.
And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest.
So let's get it popping. Tell me, can you hang?
Then let me sling it, baby, smash it and bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart sing.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
make your heart sing.
Frank Fawzi, Lono Rosa Nation. Smash and bang is my favorite combination. Kiss you to your toes till you get that sensation. It's a love scene, baby, with no communication. Baby, got mine off now to the next location. Baby, I need inspiration, your mouth fixation. Smacking them jaws is my life's aspiration. F.Dot Boss love, ladies and relations. Love it. Call me Marathon, my Jimmy run long. Call me Schwarzenegger, my sex game strong. I smack it Tarantino from dusk till dawn. I smack it everywhere, from the bed to the lawn.
Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing. Girl, smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, boy. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel, so bad man. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man.
that money, gotta get that money. Hey, hey, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money. Yeah, I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe, I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, bro. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere. Hey.
About to play this one. This next track we're playing is coming out the request line. Shout out to the boy BX25 Vixen magazine, excuse me. And he asked for my boy Jono. This is his track, Dance Party. About the request line, let's get it.
Been feeling all this hard work, fitting up here off, I'ma go and buy a hammock. Come on, buy your bitch, tell her, go make me a sandwich. Eat my lunch, hit your bitch, hit the booth and do damage. They can't understand it. Why team rogue? Sorry, that's focus. These boulders is bogus. Burn it down, blunt, I wanna give them my roots. They take my DNA and they take themselves with my motor. The open up, close up, the designated header. Take your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Break your kick down, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pack, you, what's up, is all in her fist. You talk fake shit for a little two-pence to win. Took two steps and there go two-pence in. Flip the girlfriend flings with every flick of my tongue. How you wanna get dead, McGrath, or well done? I know I raw, son. Real fucking sweaty. Time twisting like Barbie, falling like Whitney. No, fuck that Britney, might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, shit might take my head off. Bust that lid off, you hear how your gun sound. That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Center point, mass at the ears, heavy getting down. Blues pick you up like, how the fuck you set it down?
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la.
Magical shit I dreamed about as a kid, as an arms reach. So I work wizardry in the booth hoping songs reach every fucking corner, nook and cranny of the globe. Saturate the market, have it dripping down your nose. Cause I'm sick of the nose. You can't, you won't. I just estimate that I'm blow their fist full of smoke. Jump off a bridge, hope you land on a boat. Break up your spine, force the lovers a cripple. Mr. No Condom, rap game lympho. Eating up the mic while fondling my pickle. Hip hop pickle, no starving artist. Just a greedy motherfucker that's gonna eat regardless. Load me in your cartridge. Take a sip of courage juice. Ride by your enemy and let loose. Audible and a sea dog, I give you the juice. Every album like a bird, I'm about to give you a deuce. Fuck screaming, I'm the best, I'm gonna give you the proof. When I'm spitting, it's like gems dripping off a gold tooth. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profile chemistry, if they caught up in my rapture. Skin shimmering like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh. Shit. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profile chemistry, they caught up in my rapture. Skin shimmering like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh.
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make them millions better.
All this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah.
Yeah. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. You really got me bended. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, hoe. Paper, hoe. My hustle mentality, now get naked, hoe. Why your nigga commanding me? I don't give a fuck. You get the sun and the cap and I make you give it up. Now you can think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. And it all white. I'm talking stand up, stressing nigga all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just running like I'm running out of time. If you niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, it's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't trippin' and chillin', but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't playin' though. I hear you bitch niggas talkin', but what you sayin', oh? You ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cockin' before you know it. They poppin' and then they off in your pockets. That's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pop. And everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot. And I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself. Cause when it come down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man. When you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take they place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them. But that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain. Shout out to Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it to go through whatever.
Hey, little baby. I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris, L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' rock for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is worth my while. Girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl. Girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl. Girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl. Girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit. Nah, they ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad as fuck with a nice body with a big butt and I like that. She's super fly, we get super fly, we get fucked up. We make my cup so we super fly. And get mad when we wake up. All I need is someone who is by my side. I ain't got a nothing twice. She down to ride, she gon' ride for me. She gon' ride for me. She gon' take the bullet, she gon' die for me. I ain't worried about nothing. She take care of me. All I need is no one else you to work for me. All I need is no one else you to work for me. All I need is someone who gon' ride for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who will from my wild. All I need is care, girl, all I need is you. All I need is care, girl, all I need is you. All I need is care, girl, all I need is you. All I need is care, girl, all I need is you.
My girl is worth my while. Lay her body down. Slide her to the edge and let me tone her down. OMG, my girl is a super freak and I'm a super freak. Now baby, let's get in the shit. Fuck her real good while I'm deep up in that pussy. Bend over, let me hit her on the back till she's kissing her. Let me eat some cookies, damn. We flipping and tossing and fucking on sheets, so we doing this all night. Got her screaming my name, crying, no, I'm doing something right. She keep that smile on my face, but she know I like to stay happy. Get on top. In my ear, call it daddy. I don't need nobody else. You don't want for me. All I need is no one else. You don't want for me. All I need is someone who gon'
hold you close, but your back goes stiff. The sweetest dream that I ever had is the sweetest dream I've never had. I stopped myself and I tried again. You pulled the ghost, but not your friend. I walk alone.
Baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn out, baby, Let me take you higher. Lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah.
Feeling kind of worn down.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend a quiet time. Just let me feel quiet with you. Ooh-wee, baby. Just let me feel quiet. I wanna spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me feel quiet.
wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
You be tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decisions. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride. I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama. You can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside.
With some ass, what more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag, chilling with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replies, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down, down. It's just the same old question today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. She said, first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a princess, stroke and good, no needin' to knock on wood, I'm knowin' misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, I'm in plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some things, see I understand what you're going through. It's like this.
Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round.
no more.
I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. Do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Attracted to you, you, to you. If I could only have you in my world, there is so much I would do.
In the All Music Hour. This will remind you guys, I'm coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to have a special guest, my girl, Christina Johnson, a.k.a. Fantasy, in the building. We're going to be having the Naughty Moments of the Week. So if you got Naughty Moments of the Week, share them. We will share them on the show. If you want to be anonymous, you can do that too. So don't be scared. Be scared. Also, as well, we'll be talking of my girl T. Marie. She has a special topic for the week. So y'all be on the lookout for that too. She'll be bringing it up on the show. So a lot coming up in the second hour. We're going to go ahead and before we get into the next hour in a bit, we're going to go ahead and go to the last couple of songs, and then we'll be ready. So hope you guys are being good over there and ready. You know, you ate good, chilling, got you some water and whatnot to just relax or wherever you feel like drinking. I'm impressed with drinking water at the moment. So wherever it takes for you to be relaxed, do that. We'll be back right here on Life of Dust Lives, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So, let's see. Who we going to go? Let's go with boy. Good flex. Time to have sex. Take a throwback, man. I'm really feeling like throwing it back on y'all real quick. So, we'll be back. And like I said, the song that's mentioned is by my boy Cobra. And Mad Cobra, and this is Flex, Time to Have Sex.
Waiting too long, finally you come along. Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Silly girl, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet, I rather wait. Out of patience, love it, she get, that will be sufficient, I rather wait. Till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving, I'd pour me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Only to touch a me, no one, not no more, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweat, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you push it rich. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room before she rich. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in a, feel like a surgeon. Be a surgery, but I hope the little girl not charge me to perjury. Action with the injection, worky, girl according to plan, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweat, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you know me ready. Can't tickle up me fancy, skin to skin, brush from the surgery. Your climax, girl, anytime, no me ready. Receive what me have a gave. Good loving every day that you live. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Tag a nigga from start to finish, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road, boy, you bet me life. She not go late again. When she remember what we around, when make me life, she'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Make me life, I can count on that. Surgeon, I fast life, it like a fresh shot, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you get, that will be sufficient. I'd rather wait. Delight can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me.
everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante. And I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through The Dusk Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dusk with Taryn Lamont, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. Ceddie J, I see you, man. Yay!
Yay! We're back, and we're black.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, T?
Not much. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just got done with the All Music Hour. And, you know, coming into the second hour where the craziness happened. So, I hope you're ready.
Yeah.
So, and matter of fact, speaking of the second hour craziness, I'm getting ready to bring into the building right now. I see you. I see you. She just stepped in. I want to go ahead and welcome. Drum roll, please. My goofy drum roll. Otto, welcome to the show. All the way from North Carolina. North Carolina, come on and raise up. My girl, Tina Johnson, a.k.a. Fantasy. What's up? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good.
So we were, first off, you know, glad to have you on the show, you know, making it do what it do.
Thank you. Glad to be on your show.
I know this is like one of the most random questions. Well, it's not random, but everyone obviously has a question. How was the weather over there in North Carolina?
Oh my God, it's like freezing over here. The snow and everything.
I have to get jealous then.
It's cold weather.
So you were saying y'all still have snow on the ground as well too?
Oh no, the snow is gone. It's just really cold, and I don't get along with cold weather, you know.
Girl, me neither.
I'm over here, shoot.
Yeah.
It's 28 degrees right now I'm at. I'm about to cry.
Wow.
I can't do it. It's supposed to be Texas. I'm going to feel the heat.
Me too. Yeah.
So, yes, I'm going crazy. I can't wait. Because I was joking around with somebody at work. I told him, I said, man, if I'm bringing the short shorts out, I was joking. Oh, no, you better not put on the darn short shorts on. So, first off, let everybody know who you is, but since I'm educated, I'm going to say how I like to say it. Who
yeah,
you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, how you say it. We know what you mean.
I correct people on Facebook all day about that kind of stuff, so. That's surely how I say it.
And then you turn around and say it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all know I like to mock people. But anyway, let everybody know who you is.
Who you is.
Okay.
And let them know, you know, how you got into the industry in the first place.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm Christina Johnson. I go by the modeling name of Fantasy. I got into the modeling industry, I would say, about 3 years ago. My first passions were dancing and acting. So when I started East Carolina University, I joined their modeling group called Icon, and then I built more confidence. And there was an agency that came here to Greenville, North Carolina, and they had a casting call. I went. I made it. I'm still making it. I'm going to make it. But long story short, I started modeling and it started taking off. I've been networking since. And that's pretty much how fantasy became y'all's fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as now, as far as you know, with modeling, was that something you always wanted to do? You know, was, you know, some people, well, you know, they didn't always think they were beautiful, and at some point in time, it just happened. You know, was that always the case of you, where you always like, hey, I'm fine, I'm ready to do this?
No, and see, that's the thing. I'm real humble. Everybody since I was a kid always told me how pretty I was, but I was such a tomboy. In high school, I ran track. I lifted weights. I did everything, cheerleading, everything. So modeling wasn't on my list. At first, it was just education, making money, hopefully entering into the acting field, and dancing. That was my list. But then modeling came into it, like I said, you know, years later.
Okay. It's always the time. It's always the tomboys that always come out like extra fine too. No one wants to see. I'm trying to tell people.
I hear that a lot.
Don't be slipping.
I was a tomboy. Like growing up, I didn't like the color pink. Now I love pink.
Yes, we've seen. that you love pink. That's apparent.
Yes, I love pink, and I also didn't like to wear shorts or anything short. And that's crazy because now everything I wear,
not everything.
Yeah, not everything. Let me clear that up. But now I rock shorts, skirts, it all, everything.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's the underwear you got to wear. There's some tomboys. I talk about that all the time on here. The tomboys are the ones you got to watch out for. They're the ones that anybody really checking for. Because they weren't always acting glam all the way back in high school and stuff like that, so they really check for them. And then y'all grow up and be like, oh, you know what? I'm about to get girly on y'all. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. I wasn't ready. No.
Yeah, so, yes. We're the ones that shock everybody in the end, you know? Like, oh, what? She's doing what? Not her. Yeah, her.
Yep. Now, as far as with I'm going to the school part, because that's the one that was something that we talked about a whole lot. That's something that, you know, of course, in the description of today's show about you, you know, we were talking about, you know, because you mentioned that you were going to school. And by the way, let's make sure I'm clear on the fact that, you know, yeah, bachelor's in psychology. And you're actually finishing, let me make this other note, she's finishing up her master's, by the way, too. So let's make sure y'all keeping track right now. So as far as like that, first off, how do you find a balance of being able to work in the industry, grind every day, and still be able to pursue getting your degree?
Well, first of all I can say is God, because how do I find the time in the day to do this stuff? I don't know. But I find the time because I'm dedicated to everything that I do. School, work, modeling, dancing, acting, hosting, everything that I do, I put 110% into it. So how I find the time, I have to give God the glory for that, because a lot of people would have been exhausted. They would have stopped. They would have given up. But me, I don't give up.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah,
now,
go ahead. Yeah, like you mentioned, I do have a lot of people underestimate models, and they say, oh, what is she, a dancer? Well, let me clear this up. I do dance, but I do more hip-hop / sexy dancing. So I'm not a stripper, although I have the talents to be a stripper. But I have education. You know, I have a psychology degree, and then I'm going to school now. I'm getting my master's in social work. I also have another degree in criminal justice. So I'm not the average person.
You know what I noticed, too? A lot of models that tend to make a whole lot of leeway, too, that as far as they have degrees, they usually have, like, those are ones that usually had psychology degrees. And I think it plays hand in hand when it comes to understanding the people, how to understand the people you're working with and how to understand your families.
Well, it does, because you come in contact with all types of people, you know, and you got to know how to adapt to these people. And with psychology, that's basically what I do. I adapt to the crowd. Every crowd is different, and I have to adapt to my crowd. I have to work my crowd. I have to keep my fan base.
Okay. I'm gonna let T take over the mic for a second. T?
Yes, sir. So, Ms. Fantasy, what are some of the obstacles you faced as a model, and what are some things you've done to overcome those obstacles?
Okay, well, as a model, the obstacles that I face is having a lot of negativity thrown at me from females. And I overcome that because the rumors and the things that they say, I put it in the back because my main focus is the prize. They're not my prize. They're not going to hinder that. If I allow them to, then they will. But being a model, you have a lot of jealousy coming at you from so many angles. And people that you thought you knew, they turn their back on you. And it's crazy. But that's one of the obstacles. Another obstacle is you have guys that think that you're a hoe or you get down a certain way just because your photo shoot picture is urban, like urban slash nude. You know what I mean? So that's an obstacle that I face. And I just stay professional with it. When they come at me sideways, I let them know, look, hey, that ain't how I get down. But I do it respectfully. And you can let a person know something. You can check them, but do it respectfully. That's what matters.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What would be your favorite photographer that you work with? Look at me, I stole yours, said it, don't say none.
You want me to give a name?
Oh, fantasy. Go ahead.
You want me to give a name of my favorite photographer that I've worked with thus far?
Yes.
I would have to say Corey Jones from Durham, North Carolina. I mean, he's the best. He's also one of those persons that have been talked about, has been degraded, has been, you know, they bring up his past, but we all have a past. But that man work is fire. He's a good person. So thus far, I haven't worked with a lot of photographers, but he's one of the best thus far.
What type of photo shoot you like? Like, what's your ideal photo shoot? Either you've already done it or you want to do it.
The type of photo shoots that I like, I like them all. Like, I'm diverse. I tend to land into the more sexy, exotic type photo shoots, but I'm diverse. I like them all.
Okay. You ever did any fashion or runway?
Yes. Actually, that's how I got into modeling. The modeling group Icon from East Carolina University. That's all we did was fashion and runway. We competed, we danced, we competed against other colleges. So I'm pretty skilled on the runway, although I'm not that tall, but if I was, I would be a beast.
How tall are you?
with heels on, I'm 5'6".
Oh, you're a shorty.
Yeah, I'm a shorty. But you know what they say about, little things.
What do they say for some people who might not know?
Watch out for them small packages because they bring that fire. Boom.
Fun, we call them fun size.
Yeah, fun size. Look at you
size.
Over there.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to give it back over to Sandy.
All right,
so we got a caller. We're going to go check it out. Notice is, what's up, Renardo? What's good? What's good?
What's going on?
Not much,
hey,
man. I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, you got any questions that you had to ask me?
Not really. I just wanted to let Christina know that I still want to feature her in the BX25 since she's from the 252.
Uh-oh. Oh, there you go. Put it out there. Laser sight, which is the laser sight. Like, bam.
I'm so speechless. What do you need? What do you want me to do?
We were supposed to do a shoot, but I never heard that from you.
What is your name again?
Bernardo Creative.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got my information, Facebook, Instagram, inbox me. I try to keep my word. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep my word, and we got a shoot coming up, okay?
All right.
Thanks
and
for calling
in. I
appreciate
it. All right. Well,
yeah.
There you go. Just like that. But tell me, y'all never know, man. Who's going to call in or what they're going to call them about. So I appreciate you, Renato, man.
Like, I wasn't expecting that, but, you know.
Yeah, you know,
ready.
Y'all know what's going to go on this show. I'll tell you. All right.
Well, since he brought up, you know, he wanted to do some work with me, I think it's time for me to give a little shout out to some people that I've been doing work with. It's only right since I'm from.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, okay. Well, I want to give a shout out to Black Life Music Group from Greenville, North Carolina, and they include my boys Sinatra, Young Tev, Rocksteady, and Danny B. We have some killer projects coming out soon, but I can't speak too much about it, so I'm going to let y'all sit back and watch me work. I'm sure y'all going to be very, very surprised at what you see and hear. But, yeah, they're amazing, amazing, amazing group. So shout out to y'all. Much love from me to y'all.
Anybody else you want to shout out as well?
Yeah, I want to shout out all of my supporters, my fans, my family. I want to shout out y'all for having me on the radio, this interview, everyone.
Oh, we ain't done with you.
I
don't
want to leave anybody out.
We'll let you know. You ain't done with you. Yeah, we just let you get some shout-outs.
Okay.
We're not going to run away quite yet. All right, so let me go. All right, so what we're gonna do now? This is the crazy part of the show because I was like, we being nice.
Oh boy!
That was the nice though. Like that was like,
oh boy!
Oh, that was so nice of you to ask those questions. No, this is when it gets real. So first off, first thing I want to go ahead and mention is. And that's for my sponsor from the week. You know, a shout out to our sponsor, Notoriously Naughty. And check them out at facebook.com/NNTeam. And like their fan page. They got over 10,000 off people liking it already. So obviously, they're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, we have something called Naughty Moments of the Week. That's where you get to share some of your naughty moments. So what's one of the naughtiest things that you've ever done?
Well, I've done a bunch of naughty things. But a while back, I had a sleepover, and I lost a bet. So the bet was if I lose, I have to take off all of my clothes, go outside, and run around naked. And I did that. It was cold, too. So that was something pretty. That was naughty because there was this neighbor that I had. He was like a stalker, so I'm pretty sure he was happy that day.
He had a mental picture to go back in the house. Eh?
Yeah, right.
Shut up,
yeah.
Said it.
He said, "Take a picture. We need to get his eyes." All right, go get the mental picture now. All right, so I know you got some more. See, I'm good at digging, and I did good. So I know you got
well,
I know
yeah,
you got
you
a, another I know that's two. So I know you got at least, I know you got one or two more that you want, that you
well,
got.
Okay. Well, here's another one. This past summer, my friends and I, we went to Panama, Florida, and it was during spring break week, and I flashed my boobs to get the beads. You know the things that the girls do, they flash their boobs and they get
oh,
the beads?
Oh, yes, girl, I'm with you. I do that, like,
yes,
on the regular.
Yes, I was flashing
no,
my boobs, like.
Yeah, that's what Tima Marie
like,
does to get some fries at McDonald's.
Thinking about my, that's what I was going to say.
Oh,
to get my McDouble with Big Mac sauce.
Like, let me get that meal for free. What? You know?
Okay,
but, yeah, that's what
no,
I did. I got some bees, and I'm telling you, the white boys, they was on it, like, the whole time. Like, ooh, show it again, show it again. Like, everything that week was paid for. So I guess mm-hmm. showing my boobs paid off
you.
That week.
Yeah, I feel you. I do that at South Padre, all that good stuff. So, yeah. I do.
Oh, Lord.
Spring break, your girl be flashing out there on spring break. All on the beaches. Yeah, turn up.
All right, so hold on. I see we got another caller. This is probably from the NY, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm using my psychic powers. That's got to be D. Heath.
Oh.
Of course. You already know that.
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm so damn good. I'm impressed myself.
It's crazy. Like, I'm having a good time listening to the show. And I didn't plan on really, you know, saying anything, but then I'm hearing about T. Marie and Fantasy flashing boobs and all that, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know what? Let me press the number one. I ask what what's going on, people? What's going on, Seti? Hey, T. Marie, what's going on, Fantasy?
Hey,
honey. What's man?
Oh, man.
You know, man, you know, they ain't talking about, I wasn't ready for both of them to say they were flashing boobs everywhere.
Yeah,
oh, that's
like
a regular anomaly style.
Yeah, hearing all these moments, man, I'm like, okay.
Oh, we got D. Heat on the phone, y'all.
Oh,
Give us a naughty moment, D. Heat.
Oh, yeah,
D.
Heat, did you press the one? You should have pressed the one in the bad side. You pressed the one the wrong.
Oh, I have to give a naughty moment?
Come on.
Yep,
yeah,
now you got you now. You know, I don't want to know personally. Like, I don't want to know what I did to do it personally.
What? I actually have one. Okay. One thing I do remember is I think I was around 19 years old, and I went to go sneak and see this girl when her mom wasn't home. Her mother happened to come in, so I had to run into the bathroom. I couldn't make out the front door. And I went inside the tub, closed the shower curtain, and, like kneel down. And I'll never forget because I had on, like, this rain suit. And, you know, you can't really move too much because it makes those funny noises. So I kneel down, and all of a sudden I hear the bathroom door open, and I hear the mother talking to her daughter. She leaves the door open, and she's literally taking a shit while I'm...
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, it took everything in me to just stay there and...
Y'all
the smell
crazy.
Was horrendous, and I'm hearing her wipe, and like it was crazy. It was.
Ew.
It was.
No.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time
yeah,
for that.
Like, yeah, the whole number one, number
no
two,
time.
It was ugly. Yeah, it was definitely.
Oh my God, I bet you
nobody got time for that.
Nobody else out.
Yeah, no, I've never. Yeah, like always make sure the parents are actually home this time, just to avoid any problems. I don't want to.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be put into that predicament ever again.
I can't. They just the whole. It's already bad enough you're stuck in the house, but then you got. Oh God, you got to start. Ah, was she grunting and doing all that too?
Everything that we do in a bathroom when we're by ourselves or we think we're by ourselves, that's exactly what I heard.
Oh no!
Talking to herself, she's on the cell phone, like talking to whoever. Like, oh God! Like it was ridiculous. It was.
Oh my God! That was crazy.
I think I'm traumatized for the rest of the night now.
Yeah, listen, man. Between I was 19 years old, man, I'm still seeking counseling now.
You are crazy.
I don't know if I ever get by that. But the reason why I called is fantasy. Like me and you, we've spoken a couple of times, and you've been nice enough to grace my site with your presence, and I really respect your grind. I respect everything that you're doing. You're doing great things, and you are definitely, definitely headed for greater things. And I am a true fan of your grind.
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
And then when you got guys like me, you got guys like Seti, and you got Ronaldo, who just on, like, you can't go wrong.
That's true.
Them guys, hey, I'm them guys there are straight workaholics.
I'm stained up.
Them guys are workaholics. So you're definitely, you can't go wrong. Definitely, trust me on that.
That's true.
And Seti, I'm still working on getting to Dallas too, man. I spoke to T. Marie about that. I told her I'm a huge fan of hers also, so I have to get down there at some point.
Most definitely. I'll hitchhike.
No problem.
Just watch out where you hitchhike from. In certain parts of town, don't hit, because some places of town, they still use rope, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it could be exciting. Hey, I never know. Depending on who picks me up, I may have another naughty moment for y'all.
Oh my God.
Where is she at?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Give his naughty moments. Leave him alone.
All right, D. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Good night and God bless.
All right. Good night, boo. So, Miss Fantasy. Let's see here. Let me ask you something random, and this is something nobody ever heard me ask, so I'm trying to keep my stuff fresh. If you could be any ice cream, any flavor ice cream, what ice cream would you be?
Ooh. Oh, my.
Let's see the Jeopardy music
well,
for her.
Let's put it this way. If I can be... Look, he got the music. Y'all killing me. Stop. It's coming. All right, if I can be any flavor of ice cream, being that I'm so diverse, I would take all the flavors and mix them and be that, because that's what I am. I'm not just one thing. I'm diverse. So I'm strawberry. I'm chocolate. I'm vanilla. I'm peaches. I'm all that, you know?
So you like Neapolitan ice cream, like Neapolitan come with the vanilla, the strawberry.
Yeah, I'm all that. Vanilla,
okay,
ice,
okay.
All that. It might not taste right, but if you get the concept, you got to grab the concept of it. That I just can't choose one.
I feel you. You're a little bit of it all.
You mean
Going Bassett and Roberts and just throw everything in the goddamn bin.
Right, just give me all what y'all got.
Put it in the bag. Balling that Bassett and Roberts.
Okay.
The president, you gonna have President Kyle look at you like, what? Come on now.
You expect me to dip all these, girl? You better get.
They mad at it. They be working. They be asking for a raise the other day. They do all the freaking flavors.
Like, she want all the flavors.
They got restock stuff. They got restock stuff on the flavors anybody really got for the day. You the first one to come in there, ask for them all. He pisses hell. Damn, I got all the different flavors now.
Silly. So, for the people who want to know, is Miss Fantasy single, taken? Complicated?
Well, no, complicated. I'm single. You know why?
Why?
Number one, because I'm focused. Number two, because I haven't found a guy that's secure within himself to be able to handle the fact that I model and that I grind and that I network. There are a lot of guys that are insecure. Yeah, they're insecure of models.
You know, I had noticed that.
That is true. Like, a lot of guys are insecure. Like, if you're beautiful and you're pretty and you get attention and you model, guys are intimidated by that. And I can't handle an insecure man. I need a strong man because at times when I'm weak, I need my man to be there for me and be strong for me.
Amen, sister.
Right. I mean, that's I feel that too. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I mean, and I think that's why a lot of times, this is my personal outlook. I think that's why a lot of times models end up talking to other people in the industry. Because some people always get it twisted and make an assumption that they're trying to do it just to try to get ahead. It's not that.
Right.
Not all of them are doing that. I think it's because that you know that person understands what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they're not going to be on some, because if they understand what you're going through, they understand that, hey, it's not, don't be jealous about you. You, at the end of the day, don't live off the stereotypes of dick and egg. Boy, she going, man, she balling now. So she's going to start doing some holy scene. So they got to not think that kind of stuff.
I agree 100%. Like, for real.
What's your take? And it just brought up something that Winston said he was talking. So what's your take on the, you know how they have different type of modeling. They have the urban, you know, glamour, all of that. Then you also have, now they've said that porn is adult modeling. What's your take on porn? Could you see yourself doing it?
No. You know, I don't have anything. No. Listen, I don't have anything against people that do that, but I feel like, oh, how do I say this without losing fans?
Never mind. We good.
Let's just say this. I'm serious. Like, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I don't think it's modeling.
I totally agree with you. I'm going to bag you up on that. That's the only reason why
porn
I asked.
Porn.
Because I think, like,
modeling is modeling. Porn is not modeling. Stripping is not modeling.
People that listen to Life and Does Live know better. They know it is. I end the day, people that come listen to the show, they respect the people that come through here and say what they want to say. Because I say, you know, this is the type of show. We're not from the sugar. If you want shit to be sugar-coated, go to the goddamn Fruity Pebbles. Go get a box of Fruity Pebbles. Eat some Fruity Pebbles, and that's going to be your secret code itself. Not here.
Exactly. And I'm blunt, and I'm real.
See, I totally agree with you, so I feel you on that. Finally, someone who can see things like I do. Big up to fantasy.
This is me, because you got me on my bucket now. I'm saying, because I see what you were saying, like, just kind of like what I said about dancing. Why is it that, and I'm shout out to Ether, said this a couple of weeks ago, why is it that if you say you're a dancer, why is it always has to be now that you got to be this automatically a stripper, but in the other way around, you know, a stripper can be a dancer? I mean, that's confusing. I mean, that's stupid.
You mean,
like,
a stripper can be a model?
Yeah, she, but it can be anything. It's like because now people are trying to use it, so they don't want things to sound, they don't want people to think stuff right away. It's like, what can we say that's catchy? How can we sugarcoat something and make it sound different so they won't go, oh, well, that person's a, damn it, if it quacks like a duck and walks a duck, damn it, it's a goddamn duck.
It's a damn duck.
Stop putting these fancy titles, stripper, model, dancer. There, stop trying to put all the goddamn stuff into a, I'm trying to sugarcoat it. Just be real with me. I respect strippers. Just don't be acting the fakiest. I am a adult model. Like, all that, cut it out. Fetish.
Yes.
Fetish stuff. I mean, just be real of what you do.
Right.
Don't try to sugarcoat it.
Because
some of these people be modeling. This is what they do. Some people be modeling. They try to get modeling, not because they're trying to, you know, model and get in magazines to showcase their modeling. They do it. They want to get big enough so they can get more money, so they can sell. They pool now for more money. So it's like, it's crazy.
Right. Well, let me say this. Let me clear this up. And this comes from fantasy. Nobody has said this. It's not from y'all. It's from me. everybody nowadays want to be a rapper, a model, a singer, a dancer. But let me tell you this. Everybody don't have the skills of a rapper, a model, a singer, a dancer. I mean, even where I'm from, everybody want to rap. Everybody want to be a model. Everybody want to sing. Like, stick to your talents. If you started out doing something, do that. If you went to school, whatever, go to school. You can't rap. You can't sing. Everybody can't do it. That's why, you know, we have people who never make it.
Exactly.
Like, everybody's not meant out to be a model. Like, I see some of these pictures of some of these models, and I'm like, really? I'm like, Kevin Hart,
girl,
really?
Especially some of the models who say they're models and don't even have photo shoots under their damn belt. I'm like, where your portfolio
exactly.
Anyway? I'm not going to entertain fantasy. Look at me, because you know I can go
in. I know. You get me started. Look.
No, but I mean, because I understand, if you're in a certain spot, a certain level in your modeling where you just get started, and because everybody involves in what they do, hell. I mean, like, for instance, I can play myself. You look at how you get human cameras now versus how when I first started, I'm understanding how to do the craft more. The difference between how I'm going to ridicule you or not is if you're not trying to learn and actually doing it and you're not grinding hard, then I'm going to roast you. But if you actually do getting better and it shows the product that you're putting out is showing that, yes, I am getting better with what I'm doing, then I respect your grind. It's the people who just do, who put out mediocre stuff and be like, well, I got stuff out. Like, so you're not trying to improve anywhere?
Mm-hmm. And that's true. Well, check this out. Say that I say I'm a singer, and I sing like American Idol. You see the previews when these people up here singing sounding like they're crazy. Like,
girl,
say I say I sing. So say I grind hard. I'm singing every day. I'm promoting every day. Does that make me a singer? Does that make me make it to the top? No, it's a waste of time. The talents that you really have, pursue those. Everybody can't be a model. Everybody can't be a singer. Everybody can't be a rapper. Boom. That's it.
Yep. You got a point.
You know, some of the people separate themselves, too, because they see that in the day, you know, it's not, you're not going to get big overnight. It's something that drop, that kind of elevates, you know, kind of eliminates the people right away. Because some people, like, when they start realizing, damn it, this shit not going to happen overnight. I ain't going to do this no more.
Yeah.
There are people that drop out. But the ones, people like us, we stick in it. Because, you know, it's going to be times where that shit's going to be fucked up. And you're going to have to get through it, but, hell, get through it. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. You got to put in the work.
If you want
a
bad
gotta
enough
work.
Fight,
you
then
really
you got to fight for it.
And see, that's why when, like, even when I wanted to start pursuing my modeling, it was like, let me do research. And I researched what you're supposed to do to be considered a model. And I'm like, how do you go to castings with no portfolio? Like, where they do that at, you know? Where's your come card? Where's your resume? I don't know. But see, me, I'm always, everything I do, I'm like business-minded. I know when I go to a 9-to-5 trying to put in that application, these people are going to want a resume. So why would my modeling career not be the same, you know?
Exactly.
So, but.
I just annoyed by the models that do this. I go, artists or whatever, no bio needed. When I see, like, the social network and stuff, to me, and you know, shots fired. You know, I'm gonna put my shots fired sound on just for that one.
What I hear?
You know, any day. You know, any day it is what it is because I can't. Mean so you don't want us to know. I mean, for me, that kind of lets me know right off the back. You know what? How you gonna be when it comes to detail? Everything matters. If you're like, well, nobody will need it. Well, hell, no work needed either.
You do not see people post that. You do not see people do that, Sally.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I don't believe
you.
You want me
to hit your screenshot? I will screenshot. You're going to get some people in trouble tonight. I will screenshot some people and hit retweet.
But you want to know a bad experience? Yeah. Well, with that, no work needed, that's scam. That's a bunch of scam. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get your money or whatever else. And that's why you don't need no talents. That's why you don't have to look like, you know, you don't have to be this size or this shape or, you know, because they don't care. Really, I've seen that stuff promoted on the internet. Like, oh, no work needed, no bio needed, no, you don't have to have professional photos. Just, you know, submit your age and your height and da-da-da, and that's it. And really, that is a scam. They just want your money for whatever reason.
And I just think if a model's gone to a social site where they're supposed to be networking and they have, and it says put a bio and you put no bio needed, it's like, who do you, how do you expect others to take you serious, you know? These are just some of the things I notice, and it's just my own perception. Like, if it say bio, that means put a bio. If it says about me, that means tell people about you. Don't talk about no Google me, because you know, Google me.
Right.
Really? Okay, you wait on me to Google you. Be waiting on a job.
When you watch it, like when you go on TV, okay, like you'll see, all right, some people might say, well, the title speaks for itself, but they don't always mean something. Like when you go on to a TV guy, you go through, and what do you see when you get info? They tell you what the episode's about and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I need something else to reel me in and tell me why I should stay here.
Right.
So, yes, people,
I mean,
get it together. And shout out to BX and shout out to Renato in the chat. Because that wasn't one of the first thing I was thinking of, but I have other names of people, but I'm not gonna shoot any names out today because I call that free promotion.
You a man.
Right.
So, look, we forgot we need to cover my topic. I picked the topic Monday. If you're in a relationship and you have a fiance, would you plan his or her bachelor or bachelorette party?
No.
You
wouldn't plan that. You mean would I plan it for him or her?
Yeah, for him. Well, yeah.
Well, my thing is I would set it up. I would let him engage with me with ideas of what he wants because that's his day. That's our day, but that's his party, you know? So, yeah, I would participate in planning it, but I wouldn't take over and just say, hey, babe, this is how it's going to be. She's going to be over there. I don't want you to listen. Don't touch her or I'm going to slap you. I'm going to run in. You know, I'm not going to be too much into it because I want him to have fun. Same thing, I hope he feels the same way about me. Like, that's my day. Let me see him do his. Let me see him swag. Like.
What you think,
Daddy? I see it on multiple spectrums. I know my brother and his wife. You know, because they got married on December 7th. This past year, this in 2013. They, you know, they did a joint party. They did a bachelorette party together.
Oh, wow.
Dinner and went to the club afterwards and whatnot. And so, I mean, I hadn't really heard. Not that it never existed, but I just never heard of it before until then. That was the first time seeing that. And then on the flip side with my sister and her fiance. It was a crazy thing. I ended up planning bachelor events, and my sister had her stuff. But as I've seen in both spectrums, it could work. It just depends on what level the two of you are, how you want to do it. You want to do it separate. You know, some people might want to do it together. Some people might want to plan it together and whatnot. On the other hand, some people are fine with saying, hey, I just want you, I want you to have a good time. And
because
I wanted his groomsmen and whatnot, that's why I got a chance to, and I'm the king of fun, by the way. So that's I got to bring it. So I've seen it both ways. So the thing is, everybody thinks because, you know, we do it separate, it's always going to be crazy, and they think it's always separate and involved. That's not always the case. I think that's what the problem is sometimes, and why some women, and why some women might want to try to plan it, or vice versa, some men want to try to plan it for their mate because they were scared they don't want to get too crazy. But it was cool. It was crazy something that happened, but not what you typically think is crazy. You know, it was some funny shit happened all day when we had the bachelor events. And it was fun, man. It really, to me, was more so because what it's all about the whole time is bonding with the people who got involved to share love for the love of you getting married. If that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Right. Well, I guess I get my aspect from it because it's like when you get married, me, I want my husband, we're going to have to be best friends. And if this was my home girl, I'll plan hers. So let me plan my boo, and I ain't gonna be shy. Like he do whatever he wants. I mean, I don't plan. I don't necessarily have to be there. I just would like to make sure, you know, the strippers are hot, just in case you want to bring one back. No, I'm playing.
Hey.
But yeah, just so he know, because this is his last night as a, you know, not a single man, but without, you know, he's not married. So once he get married, you know, things might change a little bit, but it's like giving him that. I want to plan it because I don't want him to feel like he have limits. Like, it's you do
right.
You. Whatever you want to do, you do
right.
You. And, you know, I hope you don't want to sleep with nobody because that's why we get married. But it's like, do you. Have fun. No limit. You want to have a keg full of Patron? Let's do a keg of Patron. Whatever, you know?
That's exactly why I said I wouldn't really completely take over and plan. I would pretty much want him to say what he wants so that he can enjoy his thing. You know, it's his day. It's our day.
Yes.
But I'm gonna do my thing. Look, hey, you know we're going to do our thing, so they better be doing theirs.
Okay. So yeah, I would love to do it. Now, whether my man will let me do it, well, when I get one, whether they allow me to do it, that's something different. But I would like to. I think it's, you know, it's interesting, and it shows the trust and stuff.
Well, yeah, it does. And that's the thing. If he doesn't allow you to do that, I think not only does it not show trust, but it shows control issues. Like,
you're right.
You don't want to get into that with someone controlling you from the start. Like, That's tradition. You do a bachelorette party. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, I gotta have me one. I got to see some guys swinging it. Like Friday, Johnson Balsam Day, Johnson Ball Day.
Balls going one way.
Balls going one way. That's my movie, Friday. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Thank
I love
man.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. But y'all want to know who I am going to marry?
Who?
Oh, Lord.
But he don't know it yet, but he will know it.
Is this your celebrity crush?
Yes, I'm going to marry Kevin Hart. Yes, I'm
going to
marry him.
Oh, now you know what? You are short, so y'all could probably really
yeah,
like
it. Yeah, we're going to make a good couple. I'm going to marry Kevin Hart.
I love you, fantasy. You know, and I really like Kevin Hart too, but he's just too short. I mean, I'm fine.
But you want to know? You want to know something? I don't even like short guys. It's a personality grabs me more than you, the way you look, more than
you're
the
right.
money you have, more than anything. I don't care about your money. I don't care about the way you look. I don't care about your height. It's the personality and how you keep me happy. Kevin Hart has a great personality. He's humble. And he's funny. Like,
yes.
Those two together is powerful. You got to stay humble because when you start getting fame like this, you cannot lose. You can't lose yourself. You got to stay humble and keep
Good.
God
did
first.
Did you see the video of him that he did, I woke up like this?
Yeah. I've seen all of his stuff. Like,
Girl,
he's a little cutie. He's a little short, but you know what it's like with him. I just couldn't see me having a conversation, a serious conversation with Kevin Hart. It's like, really?
I think that would change if Kevin Hart was sitting right there beside you. Like, I think if he was there with you, you'd be like, ooh, Kevin, you know I watch all your stuff. You know I like.
While we in this realm, since Valentine's Day is right around the corner, it's like next week. What's the best way if somebody wants to be your Valentine, and what's the best way for them first off approach you, and how can they wow you the most? How can they, what's something big and over the top they can do to like wow you?
Well, first of all, the approach thing is big. I don't like it when a guy be like, hey, yo, ma, or yo, what's up? Or yo, let me do this. Let me drop this on you. I don't like that type of approach. Like, I'm a woman. I want a man, a gentleman. I want a man to say, hey, how you doing? My name is Mike. What is your name? You know, approach me like I'm a lady. I don't want no thug. Mm-hmm. I don't want your hands hanging down. I don't want that. Like, if I did, Somebody coming in to check you, you got to stand up to them. Like, you sometimes you got to get ratchet. Sometimes you got to get hood and let them know, look, you can't cross me like that. If you don't have nothing respectful to say, don't say nothing.
You're right.
That's what's up. All right, so five final questions. One is, if you had to pick three places in the world to visit, what places would they be and why?
Well, I would say Hollywood.
Oh.
Yeah, Hollywood, because number one, like, I can go on. There's so many, like, choices to do everything. It's just Hollywood. I mean, it speaks for itself. Africa. Because Africa has people talk about Africa in a bad sense, but Africa is one of the most beautiful places on the world. Also, Miami.
Why Miami?
By Miami, because that's where I show my boobs at. Like, nah.
Okay. Y'all heard that.
That's where I got all that free stuff from.
So.
No, Miami.
Are you going to Miami for spring break?
Yeah, I did. Miami is, well, actually, I went to Panama City, Florida for spring break. Then I went to Miami just to be going. Miami is just beautiful. Like, they have beautiful women. They have beautiful men. The place is beautiful. The water is beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful thing in Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Last one is, if today was your last day, and, if you had 24 hours from now, and within 24 hours from now ends, how would you want to spend it? But here's a catch 22. It has to be all crazy stuff. So what's some of the crazy stuff you want to do?
Well, this is how I would spend it. I would go find you. I'll freak you. I'll freak you.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
I'm going to be blunt. I've never been with a female.
Look,
he out there grinning. I know. I see him. Look.
I'm
waiting on 24 hours to be coming. But, yeah, I will go find you. I'll freak you. I will find the prettiest female. I will freak her. I ain't never been with a female. That would be great. I would want to be one. Mhm. And then I might wish I was still living, because I heard once you do something with a female, you don't want to do. I don't know how true that is, but I would y'all got me tripping. I would do some wild stuff, like stuff that I was scared to do based on how people would judge me. I probably would strip, you know what I'm saying? I probably would just walk around naked just for no reason, just walk around naked just because I can. And look, for all the people that constantly report my photos and they never get deleted, I'll post a bunch of naked photos on Facebook, back to back. I mean, I don't know, I would turn up. I'll be a different person. Like, what? Who is that? She about to die. This holiday? Yeah, she about to die.
All right, well, hold on. I still got one more caller. Let's go up with that line. From the 281, that's from Houston. Who we got from 281?
Houston, Texas, baby. H-Town Bound.
Already. We got Egg and the Light Ball Status in the building.
Hey, boo.
Hey,
what's going down?
What you want to talk about? You
want to
talk about today's topic or what? You want to ask Fantasy something?
I don't know. I guess y'all still on the doing the bachelorette party. Y'all still on that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You can talk about that.
Yeah, whatever you. Yeah.
I say, I don't think me being the dude I am, I don't think I would like, you know, I don't think I'd participate in putting the party together.
Right.
Not unless it was female strippers. But
well, both of us?
I mean, yeah. Female strippers.
Not
for
as
me.
Selfish.
I know it sounds like.
I agree with you. I wasn't even thinking about that earlier. Yeah, I don't want to see no slong on my Facebook saying.
I just think that's the way it should be. Female strippers for her, female strippers for me. Because I think female strippers, I think, like I just heard the young lady was saying about, you know, being with a woman, I think that's more exciting to y'all than seeing a street, you know, a stripper dude.
Well, not all the time, because I've never been with a woman. But listen, if I was to be with a woman and we're married and we're having this party, what if she take me from you? Like, I just told you, they say once you go with a female, you don't go back. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Hey,
they say females do it the best. I don't know, orally.
Yeah, well, maybe she can show me how to do it better.
She can what?
Maybe she can show me how to do it better, but you know, you just if she is better than me, bring her home to us. You know what I mean?
Cause,
bring her
home, let's see.
No, I can't bring her home. Jealous. I want my man by myself.
Oh,
they don't know.
Girl,
they don't know.
Don't be selfish in fantasy.
Yeah,
but we appreciate you. So, 281, every time somebody in Houston calls, I appreciate you for calling me and do the show. No, I'm talking about.
Already.
Yes.
All right, Agnes, life, boss status, movie premiere. Look at me, y'all, my homeboy girlfriend is in it. I'm in it. Check it out.
Now, okay, so Christian, let them know how they can find you. Or as I like to call, we call it over here stalky. How can they stalk you?
Stalker.
Yeah. Well, they can find me on Instagram at Fantasy the Model, and that's D-A, not T-H-E, Fantasy the Model. Or they can find me on Facebook at Christina Johnson, and then in parentheses, it'll say fantasy, and you'll see a profile picture with me with nothing but a bow on, a Christmas gold bow, and a red Santa hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you can find me.
I want to go see that picture.
Yeah, see that picture, girl? It's fire.
Y'all, I'm over here eating noodles. Don't judge me.
She eat noodles.
What kind of
noodles? Booty and noodles.
Oh, she eating the oodles. Well, look, oodles and noodles never go out of style.
Girl, I'm on these shrimp noodles. I'm on these shrimp noodles and water bottles.
I'm not going to play with you. T, let them know how they can find you. What you got going on this weekend?
All right. Follow me, Instagram, T Marie_the_model. Follow me on Twitter, T Marie_MOD. Like me on Facebook, T Marie the Model. If you're in the Houston area, be sure you come out to Nick's Lounge Friday, where we're doing a Michael Kors purse, bracelet, and watch giveaway. We're doing a $1,000 balloon drop. 99-cent Patron shots, free seafood buffet, 9:30 to 10:30. So come chill with your girl, VIP style. Let's pop these champagne bottles and make it do what it do.
Yeah. All right, what you got going this weekend, Miss Christina? Yeah, you could be. Then who?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to two females. They got a lot going on. We both, you know, we doing it. Well, Saturday I'm hosting this party in Kinston, North Carolina. And I'm also getting ready to do this photo shoot that I have on Sunday out in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay, okay. Oh, man.
And Friday. Yeah, and Friday I'm going shopping because I am hosting a pink and white affair party in Greenville, North Carolina at the Greenville Country Club. It's a Valentine's Day joint. It's on the 15th.
And I'm jealous I missed that lingerie party I had. I was so mad. I was like,
I'm jealous you missed it too. But you know what, really? I hosted it. It wasn't my party. So honestly, I can't. Not bashing anyone, but you didn't miss a lot. You didn't miss a lot.
Was
like, it was raining, you know.
It was in a
bad location. It was in a bad location.
I'm going to follow you on your social site because you are
so I just keep it real, you know. I keep it real.
And I like it.
But I got my money, so I don't care.
That's all that matters. Them dollars.
But see, I don't give a damn if a bad location or whatever. I'm gonna say if I'm in your area, I'm right there. I'm supporting you, shit, whatever. That's how you got real supporters. They come and support
you,
no matter what.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree.
No problem.
Need more supporters.
I don't care if you got the damn party and goddamn McDonald's. I'm coming to support you.
In the Ronald McDonald House.
Right. What I got going on this weekend? Well, y'all know, go got the new phone issue of Human Cameras Magazine. Issue number 6 is out. Cop it. Yeah. I'm going to be going because they hit me up and say, let me get something out. So the return of Limelight Fridays, I'm going to go check that, go over there, go show them some love, go show out the new magazine. What I got to do until a new one comes out, I got to show my face. So, yeah, so I'll be in there, Fly Dreamers ENT. Y'all be there, and, yeah, man. One thing they got. On pool tables, ladies free before 11 p.m., cheap drinks, dress code is freaking enforced. There's going to be cameras, like I'm talking about video cameras filming all damn night. And, yeah, and they got the hookahs. So hookah, and if you're Aquarius, you can get free all night, too. So you can't go around there. And
I never had a hookah.
You never had a hookah?
No, I want to do a hookah. I be smoking on that sticky icky. Now, let me quit.
let me tell you about hookahs. You guys know how not to do too much. You gotta take. And some people, I'm gonna tell you right now, stop this fake shit talking about off the goddamn hookah. That drives me fucking insane. Some people be running around saying that I need y'all to get y'all life together. Y'all not getting high on no hookah. You ain't getting high off of that. I'm putting myself on blast. I'm talking about legal. When I say legal, it's completely legal. And then they case and shit. Legal marijuana this Saturday. I tell you.
How you felt?
That shit was so fucking bad. I felt like. Goddamn boss,
legal
man.
Marijuana. No, I'm playing, y'all.
Shit. Yeah, you know, a boss about it, too, because it was legal. I could walk straight right there. I was smoking right there in front of the goddamn cops. Like, you can't say shit to me because it's legal.
Well, you know Obama working on legalizing marijuana. He says smoking marijuana is just like you're drinking alcohol.
I mean, but look at his lips, though.
Breaking
news. CVS is taking cigarette starting October 1st. they're removing tobacco from their stores.
So what are we going to do about our cigar? Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get out of it. Because you know the main problem. You know the main problem is it's the goddamn regular ass cigarette that's happening that people fucking them from. So, you know, that's going to probably, obviously, somebody still going to have a way to put that stuff in there. But anyways.
Well, you know what? They got them little zigzags. Anyway, new top. Look at me. Don't give me. Hey, all right,
so we as we get ready to roll on that, everybody, y'all miss any parts of the show? Y'all know y'all can always listen to it at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, S-C-E-D-D-Y, J. You can also go to iTunes. Go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. We go there, subscribe, listen to all the shows. It's free. You ain't got to go, we ain't going to pay for it. No. Listen to it. You want to keep listening. You want to keep listening to it. Get your game right. See how you can approach fantasy. That's what you can do. And don't forget about the fan page. Dustspot.com fan page. Go to Facebook. Type it in. You'll find it. Make sure you if you're an artist, model, whatever, anything in the entertainment industry as a whole, go join Dustspot.com. Then you ain't got to worry about bullshit like people are fucking hating on your pictures because they just want to hate on them. We don't do that, Dust Spot. Mm-hmm. We be all about showing love, and anybody got time for that. One more thing I want to give a shout-out to, and I bet Fancy didn't expect me to do this, but if you're on her page, and especially if you want to, because I'm about to hate extra hard. Everybody that's on her friends list, I'm following her and I did it. If she got you as one of the lucky people on her friends list and you ain't willing to vote for her on your you on some fuck shit. I'm just saying, how could you be her friend and not support her?
Exactly.
So we got to do better.
They in my inbox. They stay commenting.
Oh, baby, you know I was just
getting thousands of likes.
And I had to put a post up there, Fantasy. I was like, look, if you are in my inbox, and never like my picture and have not liked my model page and never comment on my pic, please do not look for a response. Yeah.
Exactly.
Shit. I'd be giving
but
them
either way,
I'm going to
win this competition. And
there you go.
Closing with that, the competition is GEI Magazine. If I win, I get to be featured in 7 magazines across 7 states. I get to be on GEI TV, interview, and host the Atlanta party for GEI Mag. So I know I'm going to win. I'm going to win. Even though people
one
are
way
out of
the other, we
downfall,
win.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, I had to put that out there. You didn't see that coming, but I had to put that out there because I was holding in me, and I was still some type of way because I'm tired of it, like the fuckery. I get tired of it. So you're also supporting me. You know, why we got to wait? Why y'all got to wait for us to tag you and shit? Let's go support it and bail.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, I'm going to find you on Facebook, and I'll definitely go vote for you.
Oh,
wherever you have it on Facebook,
I definitely
Twitter.
We got to meet y'all first. Like, for real. Y'all are some great people.
We appreciate it. That being said, y'all, we rolling on now, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a...
Oh, well, there's a T.
Oh, well, there's a U. There is
that
a
is
way.
That is a way. Yes, yes.
All right, rolling out, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, where is it? Y'all know every Thursday is Real Smooth Radio, and that's where... We are known for the craziest thing that everybody loves, the pocket change. That's when listeners send their letters and they get our advice. Does that mean we're always in favor of them? No. We talk shit to them sometimes in their letters. So, y'all see what's going to be sending tomorrow because we get some ratchet shit. All right. We are out. Peace.
Peace.